This is a HeadGum Podcast.
AG1.
What's up? I'm here to talk to you about AG1 Athletic Greens again. You know, it's important to me that the supplements I take are high quality, and that's why I've been taking AG1 for, what is it now, 4 years, 3.5 years or something like that? The thing I like about it is it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their fields. So you know it ain't BS, it's AG. They are the real deal. I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 isn't a buzzword. They really push hard. Expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, rigorous testing. They got it all. At each step of the process, AG1 is going above and beyond. Now, what I like about them, first of all, you can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's an NSF certified for sport, which is like a rigorous, independent quality. They've tested for over 950 contaminants, banned substances. The industry standard apparently is only testing for 10. Dude, it's 95 times as rigorous. And it's not complicated. It's so simple. It's just replacing health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, in just one simple scoop. It takes 60 seconds. You don't have to swallow a bunch of pills on an empty stomach. Boom. And as I always say, you get a little bit of water in there too. Get that day started. So with the water, and then for me, the prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support is probably the most important ingredient. I eat a pretty varied diet, so I get my nutrition from a lot of places, but I got to eat more fermented foods. But AG1 lets me have this prebiotics and probiotics first thing in the morning. Take care of my digestive enzymes, which if you're a listener of the podcast, you know I need help with. All right. Look, I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. I chug down an AG1 maybe within 10 minutes of getting out of bed. It's the way I start my day every day, even on the road. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/mighty. That's DRINKAG, the number one, .com/MIGHTY. drinkag1.com/mighty.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuck boy, standing 6'2", 298 pounds, ruining his neighbor's work from home experience right now. This is more or less an apology, upstairs neighbors. Johnny G, all you gotta do is trust me, brother. Ooh, yeah. Snap into another episode of High and Mighty. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty Studios, my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gamers. Arthur, give him a shout out. Also joining me in the High and Mighty Studios, recurring guests, both of them. Never been on together, but we're back. It's the 300th episode of High and Mighty, so it's a special one. It's a fucking banger, dude. We're talking fucking conspiracies with the boys, with Anthony and Dominic and John Gambling.
Hello.
Hi.
Yo. Oh man, this is so exciting for me. It's the most self-serving
episode.
Yeah, it's this, like I say, it's the most self-serving podcast. So for my anniversary episode, I wanted to just get stoned with you two and scream about pop what's going on in society.
So, yeah, happy 300 episodes. That's
a fucking nightmare.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about the movie 300 instead. Yeah. That'd be a good marketing thing.
I've only watched 300 once.
You came too many times and you had to.
Yeah, I only watched like the first 10 minutes.
I saw it in the theater,
I think I saw it
in the theater, but that's the only time. Like, I can't recall more than like the bald guy in his big chariot, like coming in on the beach at one point.
King Xerxes?
Nose ring that connects to his earring.
Yeah. And nipple. Does he have nipple rings too?
He got nipple rings. Oh,
he's got a Prince Albert.
So does Governor Cuomo. So
does he?
He has his nipples pierced, I think.
He is a sick fuck.
That's
fuck.
Not the thing that makes him a sick fuck, too. That's so funny. But having those two things back to back is funny. You're like, he's got nipple rings, that sick fuck. You're like, oh, sorry, no. That sick fuck, completely separate thought, has nipple rings. Nipple rings, honestly, one of the better traits of Cuomo at this point.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably his best quality.
Yeah, it's like, I'd rather my governor have fucking nipple rings than covering up elderly death.
Yeah, well, he's like, he's either groping women at weddings or he's like suffocating grannies in nursing homes.
Do you think if he were allowed to have the nipple rings on the outside, like if they attached to like a tassel or a like metal or something or on his blazer, and everybody knew that they were nipple rings?
Yeah.
You know? Do you think it would solve all the other problems? Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I do.
Or
think-
like if we just, if they let him be the governor topless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, you don't have to wear a shirt. No one will think it's weird. I think it would ease everything up because he's a New Yorker, too. He's Cuomo, baby.
You got to wonder.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got to remember he's a New Yorker.
He's a fucking New Yorker. Pop that top. You know, come on.
State of New York.
He should always be perpetually Mario? Taking his garbage out. He should always be like, what? I'm shirtless with my nipple rings. Taking my garbage out.
I do my own garbage. I'm just like you people. I have my nipple rings that connect with a little electrical chain. Just like everybody.
If he could haul his garbage cans to the curb attached to his nipple chains.
Last week, like I suffocated 12 young women. With oppressive behavior at weddings, and I suffocated 400 elderly women in a nursing home.
Now look, he's my brother, so I gotta abstain from any conversation. But don't worry, here at CNN, they're gonna be talking about him. I'm not gonna be talking about him.
Not
I
anymore.
Gotta abstain from inviting.
Well, you know, that's the thing going on the Reddit boards now. Is of course. There's a,
get off there is, the Reddit boards, Anthony. It's not
this is
good
a conspiracy.
For you.
Oh, no,
I know that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not good for you. We all know it's not good for us.
You know what? I really am someone who searches something, and if it comes up as a Reddit hit on Google, I'll look just at that thing. I don't scroll Reddit like people who scroll Reddit. I don't understand that. That seems like
I'm at
crazy.
Like your same level of usage where I'm like. Oh, this is where the tips and tricks for Hades is, or like Path of Exile character build things. Okay, yeah. I'll look through that. But then every once in a while, it's like,
well, once in a while, I'll write QAnon in or like QAnon, you know, because you want to know. I mean, I've been on 8kun. Like, you can't even find 8kun. You have to go to like a special browser to get on that browser to get into 8kun. And then it's just like,
but you just hit Google. You're just hitting the Google link for.
Yeah, I'm not like on Reddit or anything, but I'm doing special web browsers and I have fake ISPs so that I can upload dark web
knowing,
shit.
I love knowing it does. That shit doesn't bother me. It doesn't in any way affect me. When I look at like the QAnon shit, it doesn't. I just look at it and go, wow, these nutties.
You've talked about this with a specialist?
Yes, with a specialist, yeah.
You might want to.
With my shaman. No, but I've talked with my Q shaman about it. Shaman. They said it's fine.
I just want to say, also, nothing affects me. Nothing. Interpersonal trouble, you know, beheadings. I've watched beheading videos a lot.
None of this affects me
at all.
Is a very damning
John's being honest. John's being honest.
Just saying none of this affects me is weirdly damning in its own way. And none of this shit even affects me.
Doesn't affect me. I was already like
dead inside. I already believe in the Q wave.
I already know about the adrenochrome.
I already know about March 4th. March 4th is coming.
Dude, episode comes out on March 4th.
Well, we'll see if the world is fucking burning.
Because that's the day the third president takes the office or whatever.
Yeah, it's the seventh president. He'll be the seventh or he'll be the 19th president of the United States because after an obscure law bill was passed in Congress in 1879 or something, the United States has ceased to be the United States. And so all presidents after that don't count. But Trump is going to be inaugurated on this. Oh, fuck. On this thing.
You okay?
On this,
he spilled something?
No, I have a delivery, but the guy can't just leave it at the fucking door.
What?
Oh, shit.
a delivery.
He's always got a lot of stuff going on. He's always got like five fucking things. He goes, none of that stuff affects me. But he just had like a fucking panic attack about a guy not dropping the food off at his none of this affects me. Oh, fuck. A fucking guy needs me to open a fucking door.
His delivery of like fucking like cannabis silicone or cookie food. Sheets yeah. or something.
Oh, yeah. Or exactly. It's my fucking Le Creuset pan I need to
my find. Fucking Cuisinart just got here.
Like the movie Airborne, but the guy, instead of getting rollerblades in the mail, he gets a Cuisinart and he's immediately like feels at home. Is that a good Wait, analogy?
The movie Airborne is the rollerblading movie. Who stars in that?
I don't know the guy's name, but his name is Mitchell Guzin is the character. Jack Black has a small part in it. Seth Green is in it,
right?
Yeah.
And there's a part in that where he gets rollerblades in the mail?
Yeah, like he moves from South Carolina or Southern California to whatever Midwestern place, and then it's like, they're like, oh, a package came from your mom today, and he's so excited. And they're like, what it is? He's like, something I should have never forgotten in the first place. And then it smash cuts to like a crazy inline skating, a rollerblading montage where he's doing tricks and shit. And you're like, I don't know why I'm talking about this at this point. But
how did he forget his rollerblades if that's his
main
thing?
That's what I said when I was a kid. Of course, Gemmerling, they're on the same way. But that's what I said. I'm like, why would you? Because like. The big thing is like this surfer kid is at a place in a cold new high school and where they all play ice hockey, but he didn't bring something that is a dry land sport that he's like loves and is amazing. It's like if they were like, I don't want to go to Minnesota. I can't surf there. It's like, well, you can bring your fucking rollerblades, you annoying little prick.
Yeah. And
it's just bad writing. That's the only bad writing in the movie.
Well, it's also
Airborne.
Not that great a moment that it's worth it. It's not right. Like, whoa, it's so cool when he got him in the mail and admitted he was an idiot.
This is the conspiracy episode. This is where we talk about
it. This is my first understanding.
This is your first one. Yeah. We at Tamanek and I usually scream about conspiracies, but the last time I did your guys' yet to air podcast, we were catching up and it was fun and it was like, let's fuck it. Let's get the whole band together and go crazy. Atamanek is texting 1 second. That's fine. We can handle this.
That's more disruptive than if he
just. Exactly. It's more disruptive than taking your time. Can't rattle me, dude. I'll be right back. Fucking Christ. Sorry. Hold on. I fell down the stairs. It doesn't even bother me though.
To me, it's not the content you'd be seeing. It's just the act. Like even on Twitter, I just like, it feels awful. Scrolling on anything,
right? Yeah, there's Doesn't like it? There's some part of me that feels the need to know information that's going on. I don't know why that's a new thing in the last few years, and maybe it like chicken or egg, like that the apps taught me this behavior, but I can't, like, I feel weird, like I'm out of the loop for a day if I don't like scroll Twitter and get miserable or angry or horny or whatever, like 11 different times.
For me, it's not even about the news as much as like it's an activity that fulfilled a sort of need to do something while you're idle.
And you know? And now it's sort of like,
and I can't remember what I used to do to get, like, it replaced something that I used to do, and I can't remember what I used to do to spend my idle time, you know?
Right. Yeah, here's a good example. I haven't played an iPhone game in a few years, something that I used to do a lot of, and I thought it was all about commuting, but I do look at my phone a lot, especially like in our jobs, like waiting rooms and on sets and whatever. Like, I'm looking at my phone a lot and I'm not playing games anymore, something I love
to
do.
We're on sets all the time.
All the time.
Day in, day out.
3 days in the last 15 months. Truly. I have the most idle time at home. Just, I don't need a phone because I'm sitting at my fucking computer all day.
Yeah.
But it's funny, like, I used to play phone games and now I just refresh Instagram and Twitter instead. And that can't be as good, like, neither is good for you, obviously. But at least games I liked playing. Yeah. I was never like mad that I played games after I played them. But after like after 10 minutes of Twitter of like, I'm rereading the same shit over and over again. And it's angering me the same way. I'm just letting this happen to myself.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. That's my problem. That's what I'm dealing with.
It's it's sort of punishing. It's sort of like self-punishing.
Yeah.
And we already punish ourselves enough.
I know. I already hate myself so much. I don't need to also hate that I'm not doing anything to help the world from being less hateable or whatever.
Yeah. It's like, you'll make $1 billion if you come up with a new way for people to punish themselves.
Yeah. Then-
this dumb fucking guy.
Can't rattle me.
This dumb fucking guy. I mean, my God.
It's okay. Hey, we're back.
What happened? What happened?
All we were
just...
Yeah, what happened?
He called me from the supermarket. 6:10, yes, 6:10.
What happened with the essential worker?
He essentially fucked up, is what he did. He asked me six times
where the
fucking place
was. Yeah, so you
wanted to badmouth
this local essential worker?
Yeah, fuck it. I'll never be back in Toronto. No, I get it. I get it.
I just threw a fucking brick of hot soup at him as he ran.
We've got to find the way to both go, I respect the essential worker, but I also am, you know, still irritated with dumb fucks.
Yeah, yeah, no. You know? You're allowed to.
We've got to find a way. Priority list. We'll run it right to the top. We have to find more ways to disparage the common man.
Hey, remember we had this whole conversation about undermining each other yesterday?
Right. Is this part of it? This is all in fun. See, we have to decide what's fun and what's...
Oh, it's all in fun? It is, John?
We just have to decide. I think we have to have another conversation.
What a declaration.
Maybe. Okay, should we have one without me? Or should I be there? Should I be there for the... It's always... All in fun is a pretty good...
Well, it's all in fun. That's like what someone says before like a murder happens.
Yeah. Or a duet.
A duet murder.
Go either way. Ooh, lovely either direction.
What do you think of this? I look like Blossom's dad. With this hair.
Yeah. What's his name? He was in an old Tim Conway movie.
Well, here we go. The kids are going to stay listening. Was it Dorf on Fuck?
Who's listening
to this? No, but
Jonathan
Winter was in it as well.
We are recording this with our shoes on our knees, we should say.
Yeah, all of us are dorfing it.
We're all at standing desks, quote unquote, that we're supposed to be seated at.
Yeah, when's Tim Conway going to go down?
Yeah.
When are they going to drag his ass in for...
Yeah. Yeah, it's time to take Tim Conway and fucking pound him into the ground.
People are like, who? Who are we pounding?
It's like so funny. It's like, we got to take Tim Conway and pound him into the ground. It's like every other movie star at that time has like three female dead bodies to their name.
Oh, yeah. But,
yeah, you know, like Tim Conway's like, I kneeled on shoes. And everyone's like, we got to cancel his ass. And it's like, fucking superstars were raping and killing people.
Oh, there was a guy. There's a
this isn't actually happening. Nobody's canceling Tim Conway. Just no. So.
Yeah, people need to cancel Tim Conway, but they should. They should cancel him.
What if this is our like Hannibal Buress to
Congo away
moment?
Yeah.
We actually turn it. It actually happens to Conway. People are like, is he still alive?
Carol
hashtag
Burnett.
Dorf on nothing.
Carol Burnett says that she regretted working with Tim Conway and will remove all scenes with him from Carol Burnett Show DVDs.
We will still sell Dorf on Golf DVDs late night on on infomercials, but they will be coming with a little caveat at the top of each video.
And now a breaking news statement from Mama's family.
Well, I tell you, I wish I'd never done work with him. But I tell you, Mama says no way.
Blossom's dad has committed suicide, taken down in a web of shoe to knee.
Oh my God.
The conspiracies are, they're not in the dark anymore.
Exactly.
They're running. They're steering things now. It feels like the fucking Crusades.
We're ahead of... Well, when you think about the conversations we've had over the past conspiracy episodes, all of
them...
You were
right.
If people listen to them, all this sort of stuff that we would talk about
and
dismiss...
Please don't.
That was marginal. Please listen to all of them. Please listen to all of them. It's amazing to watch when that stuff that is sort of was corners of the internet and corners of message boards and essentially a type of like LARPing, like conspiracy LARPing online. And now It's become a fucking movement. And all that shit is now tipped outward so that stuff like David Icke's lizard people thing is a legitimate, it's not a fringe thought. There are whole people in cul-de-sac communities.
Does David Icke think these people are crazy?
No, David Icke is
like, these QAnon people. Yeah,
he's
nuts.
Like, they're fucking nuts.
They're not pedophiles, they're lizards. Way worse.
Well, no, okay. They are child fucking lizards. They're child fucking lizards.
The worst of both worlds, if you will. I want to talk for a second about the pedophile label is such a fucking catch. Like, it's
yeah, let's
such
get
a
into it. Let's get into it.
I think
didn't you and I talk about pedophilia the last time I was on this show?
Oh my god!
I don't think
you're
so.
Really all the no, greatest hits for 300 episodes.
No, I mean the fact that they choose like that's the worst thing someone can be. So to use that label so freely as the fringe conspiracies do of like right. Labeling.
You don't think Hitler's worse than a pedophile?
I don't that I'm not yes he is but I'm not I'm just
but Hitler's not
Woody
a class
Allen's
of person. Wow, this is fucking all right.
I don't excuse me. It's Alec Baldwin here. I just want to step in and defend Woody Allen for a second. Where are the other 27 minutes of that tape? Why don't we show all of Dylan's tape?
I've got a few more voicemails from Alec Baldwin if you want me to play.
You lazy cunt!
You little pig! Welcome to you. High and Mighty, Gabrus, you little piggy! You little pig.
Ooh, I love sushi!
You're a spoiled little pig.
But that label like allows these fringe people to like then you can believe anything. It's like that cult mentality of like
well, it's a virtuous you, it's like, a it's a virtuous take, and also it is so close to the line of two things, which is the amount of sexual abuse people have suffered in around the world that is latent and is often people attached to these things because they were sufferers of abuse. But secondly, there is a child and a sex trade that goes around the world. It's just not the one that they're talking about. So it's the it's a line where if you say to someone, save the children, you go, what the fuck? Don't you buying this crazy lizard shit? They're like, you support child sex trade, pedophilia, pedophile. It's so such an it's easy. It's
right. That's
the
what
most
I'm saying.
Cynical like, thing. Yeah.
They box you into being like, if you support Joe Biden, you support pedophilia. And you're like, wait, no. That's not just a political
but
difference.
But where do you have to be mentally to be boxed in by that? You know?
Right.
To even
right.
be there in the first place to be hearing about it. Like, I don't hear about this stuff. You know,
well, yeah, but you're not
directly.
You're completely. This is where it goes back to those cul-de-sac communities. There's whole parts of this country where this is like the news. This is information. This is like, did you hear there's a Kabul of 6,000-year-old Moloch worshipers and they have descended generation to generation?
I try to imagine the mentality.
The same one that goes to the evangelical church every fucking Sunday. And
I
like,
can't picture that mentality either.
Yeah, no,
well,
and I understand
know,
that.
But they exist.
But I want to understand.
Desperation leads us to places that I think that are hard to understand. And I'm not saying
they're all desperate.
Case. They're not all desperate people.
But no, in fact, I don't think a lot of them are desperate. I think they actually come
from
a place of intelligence
things.
And superiority. They actually are relatively intelligent, most QAnon propagators. And they are also, and also the thing is that it is known, it's a sort of like, yeah, fuck it. Like, it's a fuck it thing where everyone's in on, not the joke, but in on the fact that, hey, it could be true, right? That's all it takes. That's where I think the problem is. People think that these people are die hard. They're not die hard. This is like their National Guard or their like Rotary Club now.
But it's also right. nihilistic that it's like the, hey, it could be true is problematic because it's too, that's too everywhere. And that's too easy. Like, hey, because I hear that a lot from like random, whoops.
Nice.
Sorry. Random, like, I'm getting a, yeah, apparently. There's like, excuse me. What the fuck was I talking about?
You were talking about
my Amazon guy FaceTimes me to let me know I'm dropping this off.
The proliferation, the ubiquitousness of the theories now.
Yeah. Of the theory of saying, but it could be like a lot.
Right.
I hear from a lot of like crazy right wing like friends who like
that you talk about, they're like, they're gone. I don't even know where they're getting their news from, which I am to them too. So I don't fully know how to even articulate either of those, but they'd be like, did you hear about this? I'd be like, that's no way that's true. And they'll say, yeah, but what if it was?
That's
like, it could be. And a lot of them even say, I'm not saying this is true,
but
it could be. And that just means you can like, and that's not like you can't hedge your bets for like cannibal pedophile societies and anti-Semitic conspiracies and the like. You can maybe do the hedge your bet for like the afterlife of like, I'm not saying there's no afterlife. You know what I mean? Like that's that you're allowed to kind of do casually or so. I'm not saying that, but like, I'm not saying they're not eating children underneath the Getty Villa is like, that's not, too many people say that. And it's like, no, we have to have some baseline of truth.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
Even like some spectrum where in the middle.
What if you go to Epstein and they throw out all of Epstein's contacts and all these things come out, right? And let's say like it comes out that Clinton, like there's tape, right? And like powerful people.
Definitely Clinton.
Right. But I'm saying it comes out like it really does. It breaks and it's verifiable, right? Then it still would not mean that they're a bunch of Moloch worshiping conspirers. It means that there's sick individuals who were participating in child slavery, right? So even if the word, but the problem is that keeping it an illusion and Epstein was murdered or was killed or whatever people think, that like it keeps that story rolling and that could be story rolling. And it's just like a serial killer. You know, there are people who fuck with cats, and they fuck with bugs, fuck with cats. Then maybe try strangling people, getting a little violent, whatever, until they get to their kill. This is the same thing that's happening psychically right now with all of us, is that the reason you think it's impossible for someone to take a stand that they're believe that they're cannibal, pedophile, you know, Moloch worshippers, is that they've like killed the cat or they've killed the dog. They now go, oh, you know what? Once you go past this line, I'm just saying I'm committing to this. And combined with that is a sense of superiority. So the Q doctrine and all that is just
via righteousness. You come to that via because you believe you're smiting evil, because you believe that the election was stolen, you're acting as a true, like what you're doing is not against the law. What you're doing is the law according to you.
Yeah, when that happens, system. That's when either the government will quash this or it will slowly usurp our order and a new order will happen.
Right. And it's terrifying because law enforcement is kind of have that same belief system of like, we get to determine what's right and wrong. And it's our opinion more or less. And you're like, wait a minute. We didn't all decide on what's right and wrong and how to handle this.
This is why rule of law matters.
But we do want to say that we thank them.
Yeah. And of course, thank
and
them.
Honor
give
their
them
service.
All
and
the
honor
money.
Their service.
Thank you. Yes. If anyone of my many family members who are police officers and
defend
law enforcement officers.
The police.
Thank you. Thank
defend
you.
Defend the police.
Thankfully, I know no one in my family listens to my podcast, especially one labeled conspiracy theories, or else I'd be in big
but
trouble.
But no more priests in the police units. Defrock the police, I say.
I say defraud the police and steal their identities.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm talking about the band.
I say
steal Sting's identity. Defraud the police.
Defecate the police. Shit out new police officers to fill out the ranks of our different units.
If you need new ones, just get them from the fridge. Defrost the police.
Oh, boy.
Well, if the police officer is dead, we need to bring him back to life. We could always defibrillate the police.
That's right. Yeah, there you go.
At Friendly's, defibrillate.
Defibrillate. I'm having a heart attack. Can I get an Oreo?
I need a defibrillator.
That would be a great Wendy's commercial from like 1987.
I need a defrostinator. He's clear. And they like smash two Frosties into his chest.
Smash two Frosties together. And he's just like, oh, delicious. And they're like, Friendly's, get it.
Our age group, the TV we watched growing up, how many movies and TV shows did you see where someone got defibrillator paddles? Like, how frequently did you see clear and that in movies and TV? I feel
do
like
they
it
don't
was,
do that anymore.
I don't watch as much modern stuff. I guess I watch less hospital and
I don't watch Hospital. Grey's Anatomy's been going for like fucking 27 years.
I watched like all the way through even the Denny episodes. I was in for like four seasons on that show, and I couldn't do it anymore.
I never have seen an episode.
Grandma Grey, I call her now.
Cool. I still call her Barely Legal Gray.
Oh, shit. Well, we both have destroyed the straw in the woodhouse.
Again, I've never seen it.
So I stand by none of this bullshit. But it's a little terrifying that I used to think I used to be someone who knew a little more than other people about conspiracies and like were like paying attention to them because they always terrified me that how these like mass beliefs that people could just adopt. And now it feels like too, like I'm starting to feel like, am I the weirdo? Like, am I like, why? Too many people are like, or too vocal of a community. I know that's a big part of it too, is the misrepresentation is that they are like mega posters and mega
content
creators.
Clearly driving, it's driving events on a certain level.
Yes.
And that's not good.
No. No. And that's what's terrifying is it like links up a bunch of people who have like sort of the same negative attitude towards, and not just towards the liberal government, but government and perceived oppression in any way. And some of these conspiracies like activated a bunch of different people, like the Save the Children people are now with the defund the, you know, back the blue people.
The
all
shadow
these...
is gathering in the east.
And it's like, you know, it's like
the nine have left Minas Morgul.
It is. It's like the nine fucking Nazgul are going out and gathering. It's like the trolls will fight alongside of us. It's like we got the back the blue freaks. You know, they're just like gathering the armies. Meanwhile, it's a bunch of like. I don't know. I'm not going to try to perceive
a bunch of Tim Conways, right?
Yeah, a bunch of Tim Conways and Raskin and right? Darthor in the ninth district.
Yeah, yeah.
Tim Conways.
But now we have people who are getting elected who are saying these insane things. And it's not. You know what I mean? Like,
wait, John just drank so many different liquids.
Yeah, I definitely saw two. I glanced away, but I thought I saw the fucking can change. What did you have?
Sip of coffee, sip of
quoi?
Sip of coffee, sip of qua.
Sip of coffee, wow. Sip of qua, baby. That's like a Long Island town. Sip of coffee, sip of qua.
Sip of qua.
We have all those like fucking.
Yeah, it's up past Pleasantville on the Harlem line.
yeah, I'm from New York.
I'm from fucking New York.
From New York City.
I love pasta, parmesan.
Pasta.
Pasta. My mom does say pasta.
Pasta La Huerta, my favorite actress.
I perfected that.
Pasta La Vista.
Pasta. Pasta La. Pasta La Vista.
Pasta La Vista. Go to Barb and Mar Del Mar.
I liked that movie.
I loved that movie.
It was great. It was such a great movie.
I enjoyed
it. It's so fucking crazy.
And
like
so
the best way.
It takes all the swings like all your favorite old comedies used to. Like
feels like a Zucker Brothers movie.
Right. It feels like in that vein of like Zoolander, Anchorman, like those movies where it's like, we know this makes not a lot of sense, but just laugh along with
they
the
don't care
movie,
that's what's so fucking great about
and
it
and I miss
like,
movies like
yeah I miss a movie
I miss
like that.
Shit like that, so it was so fuck John highly recommended, very enjoyable.
I don't think that
I'll check it out.
John, would you watch something like that?
I don't know,
I used to love Naked Gun and I didn't love Loaded Weapon 1.
Oh, I love Loaded
so
Weapon.
Much
Hot Shots.
Hot Shots.
Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part 2.
Those are the
Men
fucking
in
best.
Tights.
I mean, action movie parodies. It's like comedy and action movies at the same time for young gamers. That
That's
shit
why I love Spies
so
Like Us, Stripes.
Love
last
I just watched all
Hero,
of them again.
Did you guys like Last
Action
Hero?
Last Action Hero.
Of course.
Yeah.
Austin O'Brien. I was so jealous of him.
I know,
because
he got to be friends.
Schwarzenegger's little kid partner.
I know.
So badly.
I know.
So fucking,
I was a little too old to relate that way at that point when Last Action Hero came out. But
you wanted to fuck his daughter.
But I wanted to fuck... That's his dog.
I was old enough to want to fuck the daughter, dude.
I met Schwarzenegger once.
Ah.
I met him. He almost hit me with his Humvee in a lot I was walking through. And then I heard, hey, hey. And he came running around the corner. He was like, I'm sorry that they almost hit you. And I went, oh, I said, don't worry about it, whatever. And he was like, yeah, have a cigar. It's a good one. And he gave me a cigar. And I went home that night and I smoked it. And it was a fucking good cigar. I got like
high off of it. I went into my office and put it right in my intern's
person. I put it right in my own asshole. Because I don't find sex violence humor violence.
We just like walk through this episode like, yeah, here's a third rail right here. Who wants to touch it for this? Well, now we're talking about pedophilia. Who wants to touch it?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, who wants to touch it? That should be a segment always on pedophilia. What about a game show? Who wants
that should be a
to
segment
touch
on
it?
The game show
Our pedophilia. Three contestants. This it's is Simon. Simon lives alone in his mother's basement. And Roger.
It's the most heightened version of To Catch a Predator. It's like a game. It's you guys at home, vote who
that
you
would
think's
be great.
A predator.
If that's legal in Florida, we should pitch that show.
That's a great fucking show. One of them is really a fucking...
We're moving to Tampa. Wait, so what's the game of the show?
The game of the show
work?
Is...
the contestants are all pedophiles?
No.
Yes, this
one of them is
no,
a pedophile.
Of them
two
you
of them are not.
You have to figure out which one is.
And two of them are decoy pedophiles?
Mm-hmm. Two of them? They don't know what the show
or are
is.
Or two of them
first.
Children.
No, they think they're on a game show called Do You Want to Touch It? Don't even yeah. want to touch it. And then what happens...
Don't even want to touch it?
I forget what we
Where did you get that?
What did we say before? It's like a 90s game show. Don't
you
even want to touch it.
That's where all my ideas...
It's like
still,
in the Rugrats.
Yeah,
front.
I was going to say, Nickelodeon game shows are like... I'm the exact age where I'm like, what would you
hey,
do?
Hey, I'm Mark Summers and welcome to... But I guess the objective... I guess it would be like... A combination of questions, and then maybe there would be a boy and a girl in different plexiglass cubes and sort of a display case.
But what are the contestants?
No,
the contestants
we're not shooting
win?
It at your house, Anthony. You can't keep justifying that weird decoration you purchased.
Yeah, you can't write off your cubes.
I'm writing those cubes weird. Off. I tell you, I bought those cubes. Those kids are starving. I don't know how to get food in there. The minute you break the plexiglass, forget it. The value drops by like 300.
It's a human life.
And we wonder why these rumors
near
persist.
Near mint condition. Near mint.
And we wonder why these rumors persist. And there is this thing where people...
Because of us?
No, but people joking around become a fodder for the QAnoners. There's whole threads where they just find any joke a comic's made on Twitter and they just put it together to piece together that they're part of a cobble.
Yeah, you know? Well, it's also like...
Yeah, that's just an excuse.
That also just...
No, I know. I'm just
I
saying.
I think another thing is...
Tying it back into the theme.
By talking about them a lot, too, even if you're busting their balls, it weirdly nerfs them, too, I feel like, where...
Yes.
Not in a good way, where it makes them seem less dangerous than they really are, because we're like, these yes. wackadoos, and it's like, okay, yes, the ones who believe that adrenochrome, okay, those people can be like wackadoo, you can categorize them as a wackadoo.
Oh, but it's so good.
But then there's also people who don't believe that crazy stuff, but are using this umbrella to be like, let's get into the Capitol with fucking zip ties. And it's like, we have to admit that. Like, and I think by making all these jokes about it, I think we kind of nerf it where people are like, QAnon, that's wild. And people are like, I haven't been able to speak to my grandparent like for 2 years because they believe QAnon. They've broke, like, it's broken the mind of a lot of lonely people.
Oh, yeah. And
I sort of don't want to have to worry about it. You know, like
I get that. That's and maybe that's the best. That's the way to defeat it, unfortunately, right? Is to sort of like, if you don't give any oxygen, the fire can't burn.
Well, I don't know at this point.
I think that the problem is infrastructure, which is we have a unregulated social media system.
What was your delivery, by the way?
Finish it up.
What delivery did you receive?
Pizza the Hut.
Been meaning to ask you. Before you die, tell me, what was in the package?
I got two boxes of Evian water, 1.5 liter, and two bags of bread flour because I'm going to bake bread.
With Evian?
No. Just those are the two things I needed.
Dude, Evian's for a bath tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I use two cases a night.
To rinse.
Just to rinse.
You don't want to get Montezuma's revenge using the Canadian water.
No.
I don't think that's
Montezuma's revenge.
And for the win, and he is the pedophile, it's John Gimberling.
Yay, I'm going to Orlando.
Yes, you are, sir. Orlando Treatment Center is your next stop.
But first, you'll be going for 3 nights at Disney World, staying at the kids' hotel.
When do I get slimed?
They'll have all 3 days at the hotel in Orlando.
Don't you worry about that. Jesus fucking Christ.
We don't want to touch it. No, we don't want to touch it. What was it?
We don't even want to. You don't even want to touch that.
You don't even want to touch that.
No, I did not say it with that accent.
Why was that accent?
I don't know, but I didn't say it.
It was like a slick, like an announcer.
You don't even want to touch it, baby.
Yeah, you don't even want to touch it.
You can't touch this, sweetheart.
Wait, say it again.
You don't even want to touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like WNBC.
Yeah.
Ooh, give me all the feels. And I don't mean it in the cool way that millennials say. Oh, and I don't even mean it F-E-E-L-S. I mean feels premium CBD, F-E-A-L-S. Feels naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm a fan of CBD. I like to put a few drops under my tongue with my morning coffee and a bigger dose at night before sleep, along with some other endocannabinoids, but CBD being a big part of it for me. Look, it's natural, no hangover, no high, no addiction, but I don't know if it's placebo. I don't think it is, but it's been proven to reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. And it really has helped me lead to better night's sleep. So, that's all I can tell you. I can't tell you anymore. If you need any more info, like if you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD helpline for anyone who joins the community. Join the community, get Feels delivered to your door every month. You'll save money on every order and you could pause or cancel anytime. So, become a member and get 50% off your first order. Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/mighty, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's FEALS.com/mighty to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. That's feels.com/mighty. Lucky for you, this is an audio medium because I'm sitting here in my underwear, my Mack Weldon underwear, that is. My Mack Weldon Air Knit X yellow trunk cut briefs. Baby, I'm wearing boxer briefs with the short legs in yellow. So if you pee in them, no one could tell. JK, that's not why. I just like the color yellow in the Air Knit style for sure. Look, Mack Weldon, if you're a High Mighty listener, and you aren't on Mack Weldon yet, I don't know what to tell you. But in case you're still, you know, on the fence about whether you want to do, look, it's just good underwear, good socks, good shirts, good sweatpants, all the favorite stuff. I'm a very big fan of their underwear. It's stylish and comfortable and, you know, doesn't get shredded like most of my pants. Though I am mostly sitting around in Mack Weldon sweatpants with Mack Weldon underwear underneath. So that's it. Did this paint a pretty enough picture for you guys? Are you ready to jump on Mack Weldon? Are you ready to join the loyalty program of Weldon Blue? Loyal level one gets you free shipping for life. And once you reach level two by spending $200, Mack Weldon gives you 20% off your every order. And level one is so easy to get. You just sign up. Do yourself a favor. Get 20% off your first order and visit macweldon.com/hi and enter promo code hi. That's MACKWELDON, macweldon.com/hi, H-I-G-H, as in high and mighty. Also, if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can get a refund, no questions asked. I mean, what's not to try this underwear? Promo code hi. Now, I have to finish getting dressed. Now, even scarier are the fucking gun freaks. Like, and not the people who, I know tons of decent people who have cabinets full of guns in their house that are completely normal people. But then I also know people who, like, not, I don't know personally, but you hear about these people who believe, like, all it takes is 3% of the people turning in a certain direction, we can overthrow the government. It's like, that's
a weird belief system
to me. It's terrifying.
People having guns, I just think about when you lose it. And like, if you lose your mind enough, like where you're angry enough that you sort of are able to rationalize behavior that you wouldn't normally, I wouldn't want a gun available in the home.
Well, what about Frank Castle, the Punisher? Should he have guns?
Because if you take away the Punisher's guns, good luck trying to keep New York clean.
That's right.
The cops have all the red tape of arresting people.
Yeah, Punisher just takes care of it. Punisher
hates cops in the most recent shit too.
But that's a symbol for the alt-right.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how the Punisher symbol, the American flag. Like the flag of our country has become sort of triggering in a way
always found the flag triggering, by the way.
I always found like flag worship triggering, but
I don't want to say triggering, but like
Is hyperbole, but I never was like, but people who are really into it, and now it feels like it's taken on a completely different connotation. Like if you drove behind someone who had an American flag sticker on their car, I'd be a little scared. I'd be like, I don't want to deal with this person, which is crazy.
It's crazy, right?
And I thought even using the word patriot, like, has changed what it means. It's like being patriotic used to mean something, and now being,
I always think being patriotic is not, you know, I struggle to think of like a positive patriotism in that way.
It's gotten more negative, I would feel like, American patriotism.
Well,
like,
I mean, I think the idea that you believe in your country and your fellow citizens in the sense that you want your society to improve and be better, and you want people to have better lives, and you also like want to like achieve things as a nation, right? Like you're happy if we land on Mars or we put a base on Mars and those types of things or whatever, or
sure
if we had a righteous incursion into a country because of some reason, that seems like those are patriotic things, you
know? To label it that way and pronounce it and trumpet it as is done is to separate yourself from everybody else and essentially say, I don't give a shit about everybody else. And it gives your home country cover to not be scrutinized for its behavior. And so I don't like the term,
but I used to think it was a valuable term.
But it always was that to a certain extent.
Yes, I agree. But I think, how's this? I think it used to be sort of the knot in the middle of the rope. And I think there were two factions pulling for definition of what would be sort of the American identity. And I think Reagan really started pulling the rope over, and now the knot's fully on their side. And so it's become disgusting and gross. But I agree that everyone uses patriotism as a political strawman to achieve negative means, usually. I agree. It's a shame.
Like, I don't think there should be patriotism. There should be you like your... You know, you want your country and your fellow man to do well, and you'd want the whole world to do well, right?
Yes.
Like, everybody, like...
I'll take it one further in a different direction, too. Like, I don't even care if my politicians are patriotic at this point. Sure. I think that's a fucking cover. I don't care if you love the I don't care if the guy who works at the restaurant loves cooking at the restaurant. But if he's fucking good at it, he can fucking make me like sucks at cooking, but he loves the restaurant, I don't want to make a dinner for me. Who
I don't care
a fuck?
If Tim Conway doesn't like his knees in the shoes.
But his dorp on golf is genius.
Yeah. He's gotta do it, bro. That's what we paid him for.
Yeah, that's totally true.
I'm starting to think, like, would you, like, if you went to go work at a company and so you interviewed to be, like, the CMO of, like, Pixar, and you sat there and you were just like, I fucking love Pixar movies. Ever since I was a kid, I knew I stood up and I saluted. Yeah. I mean, Pixar might be a bad choice. Well,
I was going to say, like, isn't that sort of what's happening? We've converted from merit to sort of, like,
loyalty
fandom. And, like, our identification with the product. Like, you can sell someone
Pixar
on yourself.
To hire people that hate Pixar?
Yeah, well, not hate Pixar, but like, if you wanted someone who was, hey, let me come into Pixar, I have some ideas to make it better, that you don't necessarily need to love something to want to make it better.
Exactly.
And I think we, like, put so much weight on, like, I remember reading something a long time ago, like the fallacy of the good man. It's like, John F. Kennedy wasn't a good guy. Bill Clinton wasn't a good guy. Were they great leaders and great presidents? Unfortunately, yeah.
Clinton, I would say. Kennedy, I feel like, as a president, wasn't actually that good a president.
Right, right. But people thought they were, like, and it's like, they were bad people, but they didn't do, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't like, it didn't affect their job that they made bad choices. But it's like, fucking, like, we don't need someone who's like, I've always wanted to be in Congress. It's like, what? Why? What's wrong? What was wrong with your childhood?
Well, we have to admit that people that are going to seek power are probably going to have a lot of unlikable traits.
Self-selection
and
bias, yeah.
Do we need those people there, or do we need a different type of person there? But we can't look the other way. Like, we can't have it both ways and only pull it out if you want to take the other guy down a peg or take somebody down, you know? It's should be consistent. I don't think there's...
I lost track. What are we talking about?
Patriotism.
Sorry.
What?
Oh, patriotism. No, I thought you switched gears. I'm sorry. I was trying to...
No, I don't... I can't remember what we were talking about.
Well, neither can
That's
I.
How much I am convicted, by the way.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I guess my big thing is...
That gives you my idea, my level of commitment to this entire thing.
Doesn't it freak you out, though, that, like, essentially I feel like there are people... Or what we're saying is that we're like a lot of people who are like, I just want to fucking exist and do my shit and, like, pay my taxes and live my life. And I want the world to get better. I'll help to make the world better where I can. But that's about the extent of it. And other people, they have more ambition to run for office, do whatever. And I'll support those people. That's it. And then there's this growing wave of lunatics who not only are like, this is what I believe, and I have this crazy conviction about it, but I, like, aggressively not only will demean and dehumanize you, but you must convert to my thinking or else you're the enemy. That's what's fucked up that's happening, is that that there are people who have decided, this is what I mean about killing the cat and then going to kill humans. People are getting, there's a swarm of people who are getting a taste for authoritarianism in a real way. And that should fucking scare the shit out of everybody. And what's going to make it happen is a combination of media, but social media. And there's just no way around the fact that the unregulated dissemination of bullshit is going to fuck us, basically. And that's just the truth. That's why it's scary. It's scary because you're like, how soon before I'm near one of these people? Like, we're safe in coastal cities and in large entertainment capitals. You're safer. But in the sense of being intruded upon by that. But that will start coming into your world. And when it does, it's going to be like, well, wait. And so the person who walks around with the flag is almost like they're waving a gun, right? It's the same fucking thing at this point.
Yeah.
And it sucks that that's true, but it is. And they've redone the flag, that weird cop flag that's like as if you traveled to a parallel universe and what they did was made the flag darker, the police flag. So there's an American flag where
it's
the stripes.
Earth 2 Superman. It's like the stripes are like blue and black, and it's like I support the police specifically. And
yes,
by the way, real flag heads know that's desecration of the flag. Wearing it on a shirt, wearing it as shorts, wearing it as a headband, also desecration. I don't agree with all of that stuff, but that is flag protocol.
But for flag waivers, it's pretty crazy that they get sanctimonious and fucking do that.
But then do one with like Trump's fucking head on it, or the Punisher logo, or the fucking MAGA 2020 written over it.
I like the Punisher one.
I love the
We're
I used to love the Punisher.
We're becoming an Alan Moore comic. Like, we're becoming a fucking Alan Moore comic, and that's what's frightening.
Well, everything is like, you know, it's anything gorilla. To get movement has got to be so polar. You said something earlier, too, of like, it feels like the people, you did, one of you did. It feels like
me?
Hello.
What did I say?
Hi.
I said something?
Maybe.
No.
Now I'm not even sure where I was
I've been just watching.
No, it feels like so much has been put upon the people of this country to do, where it feels like we elect people. And they're like, thank you for getting
me. Yeah, we don't
want
to do it. We want Reagan to do it.
Yeah, we want someone to do it for us. That's why we like voted for them. And then this person gets in there and they turn around. And they're like, I'm going to need money. I'm going to need your support. You're going to have to get local people. And you're like, you get local. And it just feels like, and it's like, we got to push them to the left. We got to get health insurance. It's like, in the meantime, keep donating to friends' GoFundMes. In the meantime, keep, you know, donating to charities. In the meantime, keep donating to bail funds that you believe in. And it's like, I'm cool for all this, but it really feels like government has been outsourced to like corporations and us.
You're exactly right.
Another way to use us. It's like just another use you can get out of it. It's like, hey, we already have them making all the money for the country and for leader and for billionaires. Why don't we have them also like steal all the power that we need, or steer the power that we need them to? And I'm accusing both sides of this, of course, but it's like, it feels like we have to do so much. It's like, we got to get fucking Georgia. We need Georgia. It's up to you, guy who lives in Southern California. And so
we need $50 million.
Yeah.
And
we could do whatever.
It's too much work. So the question that I always ask myself is when you're living in Qville, and your next door neighbor and everybody around you and everybody's, you know, a Q. Can you live with that? You still got your stuff. You all right? In Qville?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's scary. But it is
cool. There you go.
But
just
isn't
keep
it
your nose clean.
But isn't it scary? Like, you're like, yeah, my like my son is going to go play at their kid's house today. It's like, oh, cool, yeah. Yeah, their parents believe that there's underground prisons full of Nazi psychics. You're like, okay, well, you know, have fun over there. Don't listen to any literature. Yeah. Don't read any literature they give you.
Well,
it's like having religious kids.
Tell them Moloch said hi.
it's sort of like, oh, you know, we have Q-ish neighbors down the street. Those Qs, they are very, very strange. They have very strange beliefs. They have different holidays. You know, Judaism is an ancient. You know, we need to just wipe these Qs off the planet. It's time to build Q-ish camps.
Thank you. I'll be at the fucking Rockin' Hut in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania next week. Talking
out
about cancel culture.
I'm up in Chappapequa.
I'll be in Chappaquiddick looking for Ted Kennedy's fucking girlfriend.
Scuba diving trip to Chappaquiddick with the friends.
With Tim Conway
Murphy
Brown.
We're all going.
Tim Conway, Murphy Brown, and I doing a scuba diving trip.
Designing
to Chappaqua.
Women. And Richard Mulligan
Dixie
are
Carter's
all
there.
Pitching in.
Even Christy McNichols running the fan boat.
We're almost there, boys. Get mask up.
You know, I watched the other day. You ever see the movie Gotcha? Remember, gotcha where I want you.
No.
This What's was gotcha? A 1985 movie with Anthony Edwards and
the paintball movie.
Linda Fiorentino.
Oh,
the
paintball
yeah,
movie.
I know Gotcha.
Oh,
yeah,
because they made a Nintendo game of it, or vice versa.
And
then he
goes to Europe, and then he does the secret spy exchange, and then he uses his gotcha skills to avoid the CIA and Russians at the end.
Yeah.
I gotta
rewatch that.
It's
paintball, man.
Right?
Here's the thing. When you rewatch it, you're like, oh, the paintball is like such a nominal part of the movie. Like, it's only probably like 8 minutes of explaining this gotcha game, which basically involves running around with a realistic gun, shooting people on a college campus in broad daylight.
That was a weirdly foretelling movie.
And then the best is at the beginning, he gets some schmutz on this like blonde, big-breasted girl. He gets some schmutz on her breast and he goes to grab at her breast. And she's like, hey. And he's like, do you want to go out for dinner? And she's like, not on your life. And she walks away. And at the very end of the episode, he has a tranquilizer gun and he sees her again after he got the girl and everything. And he sees her and she's like, hey, I bet you still can't get a date. And she walks by him and he like looks at the camera and looks at the trank gun. And this is a shot of her ass, and the trank just hits her in the ass, and he like blows on it, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, if a woman rejects you, shoot her in the back.
With a tranquilizer
drug
dart.
Her, poison her.
It was fucking crazy.
Poison her with ballistics.
Jesus but, Christ, that's
but
fucking-
I think I loved fucking Gotcha. I watched that movie so many fucking times.
I think a lot of the movies we... our generation grew up watching kid and people like us. I think it fucked a lot of people up. Like I think
Gotcha's
a lot of-
like an Airborne. Yeah, it's like Gotcha it and Airborne are like this. It's like skill with thing you can buy at Kmart.
Right.
Movie.
Right. But it also is like introduction into like at the time, a subculture for teens that you didn't know about. And I think that's why paintball is so stuck in your head. Cause you're like, that's a thing people do. And it's like, eventually a paintball opens in Long Island. And you're like,
I heard about that. Mike's cousin fucking has a paintball gun. We shot at the fence and fucking made a pink dot on the fence. It was fucking sick, dude. We gotta go. Ow, paintballing sucks. It hurts so bad. It's exhausting. I'd rather play Call of Duty. Like, One round of paintball, I'm like, I am done.
We used to hunt each other in the woods. We used to hunt each other in the woods. And like,
us city and suburban kids didn't know about that shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was in high school. And we would hunt each other in the woods. And I remember there was one kid.
You all had paintball guns?
You could rent them. You could rent them for the weekend. And then you'd go into the woods.
They're
my friends.
From Dale.
From Dale.
The cabin at the top of the hill.
Had a Chevy. You'd get him out of the back. It was almost that, basically.
$10.
It was like,
you can have a gun.
It was in
the
back of a video store. It was in the back of a video store. And I'm, you know what? I don't know, but I don't know if that kid himself who just worked at the store was renting them. But there was one kid who got a paintball grenade. And it was just a large
like a water balloon,
water balloon of paint. And he threw it and it fucking blew up and hit a bunch of people. Anyway,
I'm so jealous of that shit.
There's no good story there. I'm going.
No, I'm jealous of that shit. I'm that age.
How many
times
did you do that?
Oh, we did that over the course of one summer. And then that was it. It was like a fad.
But that was one of those things like laser tag that I would see in
laser
movies as a kid.
And
it laser tag was so lame.
And it was never as cool as it seemed. But the idea like photon, laser tag, and you're always like, oh, this
photon,
is cool.
Photon
was the home set one that was like
that's
BDSM
right. Photon.
Gear, and you had like a fucking little Nintendo zapper and you shot
it
your
like,
brother.
Pew, if you have a TV remote, you're like TV remoting each other. Basically.
Right. Yeah. And it shit does not work at all.
Never works. Like, you'd stand
you
in fire. Right
laser.
At the person, no. And it wouldn't be.
The commercial's
be
the
like,
most misleading shit ever. You'd see like green light go across. You'd be like, yes. And then you'd get it. And it's like, beep, beep. And it's like, what? I got you.
That's why cap guns were better because at least you got the blast.
You got the noise.
And I remember the era of the cap gun that looked like a fucking gun. Like there was no
revolver.
Bullshitting. I had a handgun with a clip.
Yeah.
With a cap clip.
I had a black Uzi.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
I had a lot of realistic looking guns, and I had some guns that my dad would spray paint the red tip black for me. You know what I mean? Like, so it'd be like, it looks even more realistic for playing in the yard. It's like, that's some white privilege shit in hindsight. Yeah. It's just like, of course, play with toy guns wherever you want.
Well, if you wrote a science fiction story about like the 50s up to now, right? And it was like not our world. And you said there was this class of people who could play with weapons indiscriminately for fun without fear of anything, and then another class of people who were shot and having weapons planted on them in order to also extract work from them. you would be like, oh, that's like a moralistic Trek episode.
Right.
But that's like, our actual reality.
It's our real thing. Like, there's so much dumb Twilight Zone shit is now true about us, where it's like everyone walks around looking at a glowing cube in their hand. You know what I mean?
Well, the Twilight Zone was trying to get at something essential in our humanities.
So. Right. So they act.
So was Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of science.
Mr. Belvedere.
Relax.
Relax. Drop him. What we say
about
drop bringing
it, bro. Don't talk about fucking Belvedere,
say,
bro.
Did we just talk about Mr. Belvedere yesterday about how, hey, it's all in fun.
It's episode 300. Got to bring up the Belvedere.
Sat on his balls. Heard him.
Hey, I'm walking Belvedere.
I'm making sandwiches, Belvedere. Yeah, that's the Fat Sal's logo tagline. I don't know why I'm saying that. On the pocket, great sandwiches. If you live in the LA area, highly recommend. I think there's one in the valley.
Are you looking at one of their sandwiches right now?
No, not yet. No, my I wish my eyes are so fucking bloodshot. But I think people who grew up watching the shit we grew up are like in power now, and there are people who are like, I watched Death Wish and did not like remove myself from it and watch it as a movie. And I do think that like one white guy with a gun can make a positive difference on an entire neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it's like the Rambo movie, even though the Rambo movies had some like political commentary to them that was like anti-war.
Oh, First Blood. I mean, First Blood's
about PTSD, but
it's
like,
incidental. I feel like First Blood's incidental sort of byproduct was it also was gave rise to the identity of the lone rifleman.
Right.
I think it was a byproduct that was unintended.
Yeah, which it allowed to not ever blame the system of like, it just be like, yeah, some people just go crazy. And it's not like the machine that we built in the military industrial complex is designed to grind people to pulps.
Well, the real conspiracy then is to say, is the outing of QAnon a red herring? Like anyone's read, we've mentioned Umberto Eco's Foucault's Pendulum or the, what is it? What's that trilogy? The Illuminati
Foucault's
trilogy.
Pendulum?
Foucault's Pendulum. Foucault's Pendulum.
Yeah. I don't
Foucault's Pendulum.
Yeah. Foucault, the philosopher.
What is
do you
it?
Know if this gas station has a Foucault? Does this gas station bathroom have a Foucault?
It's a book about
put my
esoterica.
Pendulum in.
It's a book about esoterica, but it's also about how there's, yes, maybe there are ageless secret societies, but there's also a timeless charlatan publishing game going on that is sort of inferred as essentially a red herring from the sort of deeper forces in the world that a lot of the conspiracies we digest are red herrings designed to keep us off the sort of more sinister plot or more whatever. That's sort of, I mean, I'm very oversimplifying and removing a lot of the book by saying
that. Do you really think there is actually the people that run the world, essentially, they do it, you know, doesn't seem like they need to be like in behind closed doors to do it. Like, do you think that actually does link to conspiracies in as some kind of distraction?
What I think,
or the conspiracies
just
sort of.
Well, I mean, I think that there's
up.
Things. Sorry. I it was delayed. I'm sorry.
I mean, do they bubble up naturally and independently, conspiracy theories, or do you think that it's linked to some type of obfuscation by the most powerful people?
No, I think
world.
It's a combination of collective, unconscious, shared neuroses and complexes that we have all commonly agreed upon as like the alien abduction idea, different things that we actually are just manifestations of our consciousness, but we have given them labels and then collectively agreed over time. They change over time, but they sort of always remain the same in terms of the telling. So I think there's those types of conspiracies, which are actually just floating mythologies. Then I think there's uninformed conspiracies, which is bridging information without really getting into it to make a simpler answer. And then usually blaming Jews or some other ethnic group for why that thing happens. And then I think that there are...
Tell me more about that one.
I might be that one. What's that one?
Yeah, that's you. And then I think there's
that one's
one.
Me.
I think the third one is that there are, my guess probably, is maybe not all just the billionaires of the world, but maybe different sort of people who practice non-Christian sort of pre-Judaic religions. And they tend to be people who went to Ivy League schools and were in what were secret societies and became universities. And they're just sort of shared other belief systems that are in itself curious, because you have a lot of the people who are power brokers who put the money into what gets funded and disseminated. You know, they are non-Christian behaving, really. They're secularist sort of paganists. And so it's strange that the most powerful people in the world tend to be secular paganists, and yet
paganists?
They reinforce a society. Yes. A lot of people who are practicers of different ritual and things that are probably just like Friars Club shit. I don't think that they're like wearing the horned head beast at some ceremony and they believe they're the beast. But I believe that they walk through the way in high school in your small town, you have the traditions of your small town, or you sing in the choir.
Up in the Upper West Side.
Well, whatever, but the larger idea, I think that those things happen and they are sort of unspoken and leak out. And I think people get curious about them. And then they, again, attach all kinds of justifications around what's happening, because it is a curious world, right? Christianity is the prevalent identity of the nation. But like at the same time, most people who espouse it in Congress and in leadership, they're all full of shit. They don't actually believe any of that shit. Like it is a strange collection of things we've done to ourselves, that the most powerful people and the richest people generally tend to actually not be participants or believers in the society that they fund.
Right.
So that is a strange thing. And that's where conspiracies of legitimate
and
thought
that arguably is the problem with government in America. A small part of the problem is that they're governing for people that aren't them. Like that they have nothing in common with, that they're not even living there. You know, they have to move to Washington, D.C. to be there for meetings. So they're not
but
even.
But the people also allow themselves to be deluded. I mean, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like we accept on so many levels this sort of double thing in our society, double stuff, you know, Oreos.
Certain category of pornography.
several of my favorites.
You're talking about the stepsister?
She's stuck under the coffee table again.
I love, can we talk about stuck in the fridge videos?
Wait, it's so funny.
What is that? I don't know this category.
There's a new subcategory.
A new premise of the porn clip.
Yeah.
The woman is in the kitchen trying to get something out of the fridge, or cleaning the stove, or in the
cabinet.
In the washing machine.
Yes.
Or
exactly.
In a cabinet under the sink, and she gets stuck somehow. And it's always like, oh, my hand is stuck.
And then a stepson comes in.
A stepson or a neighbor or
a
workman,
employer,
somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And because of their outfit that they're in and stuck, they seem to be in the perfect position to have sex with. It's another layer of removing the agency of the female in porn. Like, you know, it's like another, they just keep finding loopholes for men to be able to watch porn where the woman doesn't engage in any way. It's like she's
trapped.
Well,
that's a male fantasy. I mean, like, that's obviously a male fantasy, right? It's not
right,
the only
yeah.
male fantasy, but having your say, being like, I have sex now in this crazy situation with this woman right. who's not really a person. It's just like a hot thing
disembodied,
there,
disembodied, like lower half. Yeah,
you know, that's part of it. You know,
that's why there's millions of those videos out already.
Yeah,
I wonder. That's a smart. If I was a pornographer, I would imagine the best thing would be to release.
If you could come up with a $12 tier on Coffee with Tony, I think you'll become one.
Yeah, exactly. 4 or 5
shedding
minutes.
Shedding a $12 tier right now.
4 or 5 minutes sketch where it's, you know, the whole way through, and you just create categories of fetish that are absurd. So yeah, you're just like trying to a woman folding like, fish in a saran wrap, and just all kinds of different ones where they're folding different types of fish, a carp,
and see what
a
catches
salmon.
On. You yeah, have like, exactly. Yeah, you see what catches on.
And then you just keep pumping them out, you know?
You could arguably, if you're a tube site, like if Pornhub might have the power to steer us into a fetish as a society if they wanted. That's what's scary, is when the wag the dog.
I don't believe that. I don't yeah. fully buy into that. The same way I don't buy into it with video games or violent movies or stuff. I think these things that are billion-dollar industries are tapping into something primal. We like to believe that they're leading us down some primrose path.
No, but I think the algorithm is a different story. I think you're right with violent video games.
They,
doesn't necessarily
they
lead. That's a leap.
Together, yeah, maybe.
But I'm talking about on the more along the line, you've like, you watch all these porn videos and it's like, well, yeah, you're not necessarily like desensitized, but you're more, and you can keep going deeper and deeper, just like any other... Oh. Sort of like,
or is it just a tastes change thing?
Right,
like that movies. 100%,
it's partially
know.
That. Right.
Well,
and that's what we're because life is more fucked up, and we know more reality now. Like more, we know more about people's personal lives because of social media and the internet, and it sucks. And it's
but
awful.
The fetishes are all the same. I mean, the fetishes and the different types of things that people are into, those things haven't changed for thousands of years.
No, there's core dynamics.
Vacuum sealed, hung upside down.
Yeah, Jesus. There's core. Yeah, taking out your garbage.
Stop describing my children in those plexi boxes.
Being used as a beast of burden to drag garbage cans down with your nipple rings down your driveway at Gracie Mansion.
Now, today, a fifth woman has accused me of trying to eat Jell-O out of her ass. That Jell-O was supposed to be the last meal for 500 old women who I personally suffocated who had COVID.
By Cuomo, which is not a Cuomo.
No Cuomo.
No Cuomo? Oh, no, Mo.
No Cuomo.
I'm not familiar with this situation.
Okay. guys, thank you so much for coming on the 300th episode.
Oh, wow.
High and Mighty.
This is amazing.
Such a blast. This was such a blast. It's so good to catch up with friends. Again, yes. A self-indulgent podcast deserves a self-indulgent fucking little reunion. Getting to catch up with old buds.
Yeah, it was great. Buds.
Speaking of being friends. Do you have anything you guys want to tell my listeners about that you're coming up in the near?
Oh, yeah, we have a forthcoming, upcoming podcast together that Gabrus was a guest on.
That's right, called Phony and Collie, the Phony and Collie Show.
Yeah, the Phony and Collie Show.
With Tony and John.
Called Phony and Collie. You're saying it like a parent. It's called Phony and Collie.
I don't know what they're doing. They're doing something upstairs called Phony and Collie. They're having fun though.
It's a podcast about how we have long winding conversations already as two cross-coastal friends, and we decided, why don't we just record one of the phone calls, and then we'll have a third friend call in at a certain point.
Well,
and so
you guys are
it's on All Things Comedy
friends. You guys are my calling friends. Like I don't have a lot of friends that I call. I have some friends it's like constant stream of text with and stuff. But
well, that's interesting. I feel like I was trying to get in touch with you for a while.
Wow. No, I talk with
at a certain.
I talk with Gabrus on the phone, but even a calling friend
could be
once every
3 months. You were scared because you thought I was going to try to pressure you into playing Twitch.
Would you play Black Ops though with us if we weren't twitching?
Yeah, no, I could do. I can totally do it. I just don't have the a setup yet. That's
do
the
you
thing.
Have, How, do you get the A50? Get the Astro A50.
He doesn't want to, though. Something's blocking him.
I don't know what's blocking me. I got to do it.
Why don't you at least play with us?
I want to. I feel like I'm worried about permitting myself to like start calling video games work. I'm worried about like that.
Forget Twitch. Just play with us.
Just play with us.
That's what
it's
I'll
Gil,
do that.
Sam. There's five people. You imagine gun game with five people?
I'm in.
I topped out. I won two gun games today on an open server.
Whoa.
Wow.
sick. So it's the Phony and Collie Show.
Oh, yeah. And it's on All Things Comedy.
Yeah. So
check
that out.
It's on All Things Comedy. Yeah, it's coming out soon.
It's coming out soon. Keep your eyes peeled. But you guys also have a lot of other, you guys are playing Twitch. If you guys are, I know a lot of my listeners are on Twitch.
I haven't
too.
In a while.
Oh, Coffee actually. With Tony. You can go to twitch.tv/shattyfatty. Watch Coffee with Tony Monday through Friday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
I think rerun?
I think that's 10:30 a.m. Pacific. I got you.
Yeah.
12:30 Central.
Yeah.
All right.
And Gemberling, I will say, this is the first year, obviously, that we haven't seen each other in a long time because of situation, but we passively ran into each other once or twice a month due to our careers as heavyset bearded white male comedic actors. We ran into, and I do not miss driving and bombing auditions. I'm like happy to have less of that.
I don't miss pilot season.
I don't miss pilot season at all, but I do miss interacting with you on that higher level of frequency that happens when we get to see each other in person more and more. Yeah. To the point where I'm
see
like
each other in a fear based like
yeah and when your anxiety is at its highest having like someone that you find to be so funny and comforting you're like but also by the fourth one we're just walking and we immediately start laughing like none of these are fucking working huh like here we are again.
But you're also like so funny. Like I love talking to you, I love seeing you, but like should I be running lines?
Yeah,
you're distracting me. God, I love like
for the listeners, me and Gemberling got down to a role where it was just me and him. We're the only two remaining people. That was the one that was Gallivan's pilot. Because it was three with me, you, and Steve Berg, and then it was just me and you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, now it's like crazy. It's like, this has never happened where it's like, it's one of the two of us, and we have the same manager. So I was like, can you text me if you hear before? Like, I know you're going to get the positive news, but I'd rather hear it from you than our manager. And I'll do the same.
Is it tough? It's funny, but is there any part of it where you're like, God damn it. Like, I don't want to resent
it's,
it.
It's honestly,
I do or no.
Gemberling's someone I'm a fan of. So there are other people who are our type.
That's interesting.
That I don't think, I'm a fan of you too, but we're not at the same auditions.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
You're
going out for your,
who
young
are the
Joe
other people
Flaherty.
Of our that was type a dig that you're not a fan of.
That I don't have to get into that.
Well,
I
let's
for young Joe Flaherty. I get all like, now I get all like guys, either guys who, characters who are like, listen, take the deal. Like I either get like weird, really subdued, like old people, and then I get, like, yeah, you fucking, let me fucking tell you something. And I'm like, I can't do either of these.
I don't get a lot of anything.
I don't get them. I just I just do the fucking self-tape.
I record them and send them to someone, I think. But
although you yes.
It never bothers me when it's Gemberling. And also, what better situation than like if you don't get something, at least it went to a friend, like a friend you know, who, like on a financial level, it's like, well, at least it went to them. But on another level, it's like, yeah, I think Gemberling is funny, so I don't disagree with. At least it's a taste I agree with the casting director.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like a friend of mine where I'm like, okay, all right. Them? All right, well, then I don't know about this industry. Then there's something else going on to understand. When you got me and Gemberling on paper, unless you need the other people, like the only difference is I'm a little taller. If you needed characters
and Steve Berg was a little taller than you, right?
Yeah, even taller. Yeah, they literally went like, do you want XL, double XL, or triple XL? Like,
but
we know we want white,
it,
but how fat?
But then when they recast it, Gil played that part.
I know. And I was
wow,
like,
that's crazy.
I was the runner up and I was like, well, hey, if they're doing it again, maybe I can fucking slide. And they're like, no. We were way off.
They're like, little Gil, come over here.
I mean, also Gil, someone to, if I'm replaced by, hard to argue with, one of the funniest
of
people I know. It's like hard to argue with. But then there are some people I'm like, okay.
I won't
say who. Mike Mitchell. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, no. Like Miss Maisel's auditions. I've done like 8 of them, and I always see Pete Gross. I always go to auditions, and Pete Gross is there. So that's sort of the same thing where you're like, oh, hey, Pete. And he's like, hey, man. And you're like, fuck. And you're like, Pete's going to get this. He's the Sonic guy.
Fucking Sonic guy.
He's the Sonic guy.
He's fucking Mike Pence from the President Show on Comedy Central.
The best was shooting, and he's like, he's in the white hair, and people are like, "You're the Sonic guy. I didn't know you were this old."
I buy burgers from you.
He also works at Sonic. Yeah, they pay me a SAG rate. It's crazy residuals to just actually hand out burgers and fries.
But Miss Maisel's the worst because it's always like, "Hey, pal, Sarah, shappity dap, tap." And like every time I'm like, I can't talk this fast. I can't do lines this fast.
I can't do anything well anymore. I'm like deteriorated to the point so where terrible. It's like the role has to be written to be like, he's just exactly like you. Good luck, asshole. And I still don't get it.
Yeah.
Wait, how are we talking about Miss Maisel auditions after plugs? Yeah. This is quality shit that we got to do right up top.
I get the script. It says Donald Trump walks in the room and I go, "Good, I have it." And they're like,
thank God.
Donald Trump played by Alec Baldwin.
Sick. I got it. I booked it again. Alec Baldwin presents Donald Trump as Alec Baldwin with featuring Anthony Kamenik as
say
Donald
about
Trump.
Woody, that working with Woody was a dream. And I would say that, Woody, you show me the proof. I'm Alec Baldwin.
I'm doing my Alec Baldwin.
What? What are you?
I'm doing my Alec Baldwin. Donald Trump. This is him.
He's like, you're like my grandmother when she doesn't have her dentures.
Oh, stop kicking the guy. He's cool.
He's cool. He's got
I gotta come to Alec Baldwin's defense.
He's a fucking fellow
work.
Long Islander.
He is a fellow 30
he's
Rock.
He's hosted
cast
a lot
member.
Of good.
He's uncancelable.
SNL. He's
clearly
uncancelable.
He's canceled.
Beetlejuice. Come on.
Come on. Hunt for Red October. Are you kidding me?
He's fucking Jack Ryan. He's fucking Beetlejuice.
Running with scissors.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on High and Mighty. Thanks for listening, listeners. And if you've listened to all 300 episodes, God help you, but also thank you very much. That's pretty fucking wild. God bless you all. But thank you to Tony and Johnny for coming on, celebrating.
Thank you,
always
Johnny.
Fun to see Anthony Atamanik and John Gambling. So follow, go find their podcast when it comes out. Go to their Twitch, all that shit. See you at the next Mr. Maisel.
It's on Reddit.
Yeah.
Hopefully they reboot it with a guy, so I like it. Mr. Maisel, finally a show for me. A Dr. Pepper fan.
The rock hard Mr. Maisel. How you doing? I'm ready to do stand-up.
I'm fucking rock hard.
My fucking wife, she doesn't want me to.
She don't want any of this bullshit.
She don't want any of this bullshit. She's sitting on the car.
I love you guys. Please call me again. Miss you.
All right. Bye.
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 That was a HeadGum Podcast.
In a part of the world where there are no rules.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, guys. Holy I'm so pumped.
I definitely have not watched this since I rented it on VHS in 92.
Strangers united by the threat of death.
We got all the fucking major players. Seagal.
Vladimir Putin is a good man.
Arnold.
Here, come. Give it to me.
I need you to cream pie me now.
Stallone. People are loving this movie.
It's actually, it's got a lot of heart.
You're mentally irregular.
Now. Somewhere, somehow,
body blow,
someone's gonna pay.
I would fucking love for my wife to like see me rip a guy's throat out.
But they didn't count on one thing.
This movie's fucking insane.
It's how you know it's a good movie. You have to do almost all the work yourself to figure it out.
Oh, there's a fantasy component. Yeah. There's some sword fighting.
There's some lightning.
Bam, 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 bam.
There's a new game in town.
You wake up after a few years, and then you don't even know who you are anymore.
We're going to be making Terminators.
We're going to make a really great deal with the Xenomorphs.
What? I don't hate them, but I've been in a room with them.
Yes, I understand.
This is now the 20th ending of the movie.
I am Dar.
I'm your dad.
Action, boys. Boys will be boys.
Subscribe here for bonus content and more free stuff from behind the paywall. To get new episodes, become a patron at actionboys.biz.
Do it! Do it!
Come on! Do it now!